This is Akashvani, the news read by Subha Kaul. Campaigning has intensified for the third phase of general elections, with top leaders of major political parties making strong pitch to woo the voters through rallies and roadshows across the country. 95 parliamentary constituencies across 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. 1,351 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today makes a strong pitch while campaigning for the BJP candidates in Belagavi in Karnataka. Speaking at a public meeting, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi informed that in the last 10 years, his government helped small farmers through the Farmers Producers Organization to cut input costs and open the market for agri-produce. Over 10 crore women self-help groups benefited from the financial assistance, and 70,000 crore rupees was earned by the farmers after blending ethanol with fuel. Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita, passed by his government, will ensure better management of law and order. Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav campaigned for party candidate in Sambhal district. He came down heavily on the BJP and said that the people of UP have given a befitting reply to the party in the first two phases of elections, and his alliance is getting tremendous support from the public. Akhilesh will address another political rally in Bareilly district. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today stepped up his party's Odisha campaign at Salaipur under Kendrapada Lok Sabha constituency. Mr. Gandhi promised Pehli Naukri Pakki scheme for the unemployed youths if his party is voted to power at the centre. Earlier, Mr. Gandhi garlanded the statue of Utkal Gaurav Madhusudan Das on his birth anniversary at his native place Satyabhamapur in Cuttack district. Senior Congress leader Abhishek Manu Singhvi accused the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party of undermining democracy. Speaking at a press conference in Ahmedabad today, Singhvi highlighted the recent victory of the BJP in the Surat Lok Sabha seat as a violation of democratic principles. He alleged the BJP of misusing money, machinery and manpower. He also pointed out that one-fourth of the total 417 BJP candidates in this election have recently defected from other parties. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi is scheduled to begin his campaign in the state tomorrow. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has directed to conduct re-polling in 6 polling stations of the Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency on the 30th of April from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. The ECI declared the polls conducted at these 6 polling stations on the 26th of April in the second phase of Lok Sabha election 2024 as void. The polling stations are 5 in the Ukhrul district and 1 in the Senapati district. Indian crew of Portuguese-flagged ship that was seized by Iranian forces in its maritime territory 2 weeks ago is being granted consular access. A statement from Iran's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said that they are considering the release of the ship's crew as a humanitarian issue. Earlier on Thursday, the Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said there are certain technicalities involved in the return of the remaining 16 Indian crew members. Mr. Jaiswal said Indian officials had met the crew and are in constant touch with their families. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard earlier this month seized the Israeli-affiliated Portuguese-flagged a container ship as a result of a series of attacks between Iran and Israel. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for severe heatwave conditions in the Gangetic, West Bengal and Odisha. Heatwave conditions in isolated pockets over Bihar, Jharkhand, Rayalaseema, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Uttar Pradesh, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam are likely to prevail till the next 4 to 5 days. IMD further said that hot and humid weather is very likely to prevail over West Assam, Meghalaya and Tripura till tomorrow, while similar conditions are likely to prevail in Kerala, Mahe, coastal Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Konkan till the 1st of May. Meanwhile, the weather agency has forecast rainfalls and hailstorms over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jammu Kashmir, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad tomorrow. The Indian contingent has won 8 medals, including 5 gold, 2 silver and a bronze so far at Archery World Cup in Shanghai. The Indian trio of Dheeraj Bomadevara, Tarundeep Rai and Praveen Jadhav shocked reigning Olympic champions of South Korea in recurve men's team event to claim the 5th gold. And that is the end of this news bulletin.